Hello, one of many listeners. Welcome to the second solo recording on this podcast. Today's episode is a lot about cartoons and some about just stuff getting off my chest. It's kind of like a passion recording for me. That's why the audio sounds a little bit weird. It was late at night and extremely out of nowhere. I had no plan of this, but I wanted to just thank all of you for allowing me to get to this point where I felt comfortable just doing this. So, again, thank you, all of you. You are all so amazing for getting this far, and I'm not going to hold you any longer. So, let's cue the opening. Hey, one of many listeners, it's me, Pringle. I'm back again. And today, I'm on my own, talking, you know. I got no script, I got nothing. It's gonna be a rambly episode again. I apologize for that. I really am trying to work better and get my head on a little bit more straight. But today I wanted to talk about cartoons. Not just children's cartoons, but cartoons in general. And how amazing it is. For instance, the first thing I want to start off with is the creativity that can go into it. To illustrate my point a lot, there's currently the show going on, What If? We're only in the second episode, so that's going to really date this episode. But there's a couple of things in there that can show the medium of cartoons and how incredible it is and how crazy we can get. There's a shot where Captain Carter, in the first episode, is riding her motorcycle and she lifts it up and then brings it into the air and chucks it straight into a building and takes out two guards, and it explodes. That would cost like an indescribable amount of money to pull off in real life, but it does not cost nearly as much to do that in animation. There's the shot of in episode 2 where T'Challa is walking along, but we don't know that yet because the Watcher is talking to us and opening up the episode, and then all of a sudden he's in a puddle. The whole thing ripples and a foot goes straight through it. And it kind of broke my brain a little bit. I had to watch that scene over again when I was watching it with Kiana. It's so absolutely insane. In regular show, there's a blue jay and a raccoon who are best friends. Their boss is a gumball machine. The person who is like the head of the entire place is a guy named Pops who's very childlike. His head is massive. We got a floating ghost named High Five Ghost and a guy named Muscle Man who's green and says, my mom jokes a lot. Not your mama jokes. He disses his own mother in a lot of different ways, and it's great. And that would be crazy to pull off in real life. Like, you obviously wouldn't have the raccoon and the blue jay. You'd probably make them real humans. But if you think that's where the craziness of the show stops, it doesn't. It goes on to do crazy stuff. There's an episode where it's like the first episode, it's the Richin episode, where they're playing rock, paper, scissors, and they keep tying 100 times. And then you know what happens? They open up a portal, because this is an evil game. And it's a black hole, and until they break the tie, it won't stop. And it's like, what? That's insane! There's an episode where they're playing video games, and then they accidentally, I think it's like a curse or something, and this giant demon thing comes out and starts destroying the park again. And the park is like, there's definitely like establishing shots of this place, and it's like pretty big, but not super big. But it doesn't really matter to the show because the reality is whatever it wants. That's awesome. That's so creative and just ingenious. Steven Universe has the crystal gems, and they just kind of do crazy stuff. The Owl House has an amazing, intense action scenes, and it's the demon realm, and they're on the Boiling Isles, and there's other crazy things. DuckTales is fucking ducks. They're talking ducks that go on adventures. That's awesome, and so creative. As well, the medium animation just allows you to do whatever. Final Space, even. There's crazy things happening there that would cost millions of dollars to pull off here. Even then, you still have to CGI that stuff. But in animation, you can just do whatever you want. You can put your characters through whatever you want. It's not going to look fake because the line between reality has already been broken. That's like right from the intro, right from the first shot. That doesn't look like a human. BoJack Horseman is one of the realest animations I've ever seen. And it changed my life entirely. It's a crazy show. And the main character is a horse person who is in the first episode is dating a cat lady. There's anthropomorphic animals all over the place. That's animation. That's what animation allows you to do, to tell stories that are absolutely incredible. It's creative, as well as like the stories that you can pull off in animation are awesome. You can tell a story about like Adventure Time, where there's this boy and his magical stretching dog who talks, going and saving this world where there's a candy kingdom and candy people, and then there's an ice kingdom and all these different things, and it's insane. There's an entire kingdom made of fire. And in that, it talks about spiritualism, about reincarnation, and also about love and heartbreak and how much it hurts, how much it destroys you. And incredible stories. Yeah, full of incredible people. There is an episode where it's just between Marceline the Vampire Queen and the Ice King, and tells a story about how they used to know each other and how much someone losing their memory of you and becoming a different person entirely because of a disease where their memory is gone, how much that hurts the other person. Maybe the person who's losing their memory, they don't really know you. They're still there, but you look at that person, you look at them and think, I know who that is. And their memory is gone and they don't know you. And you want to reach out in any way possible, albeit music, words, anything, and you can't reach them. And you just have to accept it. And how much that acceptance hurts. And if that sounds crazy and interesting to you, that comes from an animated show. That comes from a cartoon. A kid's cartoon, no less. Gravity Falls tells the story of two twins who go and visit their eccentric great-uncle, Grunkle Stan, in a town that's full of weirdness, weird things. And so Dipper and Mabel go out to try and find all these different things. And that sounds like a great show. Does it sound like a show that's going to tackle lost family members coming back, betrayal, and loss, and going how crazy it is to grow up? Does it sound like a show that's going to make you cry? Because it did, and it does. The stories that we can tell with animation, they're not, like, better than the ones that we can tell in real life. But you know what? The medium of cartoons and animation can propel these stories to crazy lengths. Let's loop back to BoJack Horseman. That show, the main character's a horse, and he's a horse person. But his story, and as well as the people around him, is so compelling and so real that you start to feel for it. But there's this disconnect between you and this person because that's a horse person and it's animated. That's not real. But why does it feel real? Why does this story feel like it could be happening? It uses that disconnect to its advantage because then you don't get too attached. You don't look at this and look, that's a human, and I should feel like that. Could that human be me? Could that human be this? You don't look at that and think, all these awful things are happening to this actor. This actor has done these things. No, that's a horse. That's a horse person. That's a yellow lab with a human body. You don't project yourself onto them because they're not real. That's another thing with the power of animation, is that none of it's real. So you can do whatever you want. Let's talk about Darkwing Duck. That's a show where anything could happen to these characters. They can turn into an accordion, they can do all this stuff, and it's really funny. But you're not going to feel bad because that's not real. They're not being hurt. And that's awesome. Looney Tunes, you remember it for its slapstick, and it can be really funny slapstick. And you can do it because it's not real. But also, a lot of the comedy of Looney Tunes comes from the back and forth dialogue, and that's also really, really fun. As well, these characters have distinct personalities. That's also awesome and amazing. You know what's also fun? The different forms of animation. The Night Before Christmas is stop motion, yet it looks so smooth and fluid. That's amazing. There's also stop motion things that I've seen with one person, and that's incredible. South Park is also stop motion, or at least it was for a while there. Now they're fully animated in Maya, which, if you don't know, Maya is a 3D animating program, and it's absolutely insane to think that these 2D animations are made in that. That's so complicated. But also, I don't know Maya that well. I only worked here for a little bit. But I guess we can talk about South Park as well. South Park is a show that features children swearing and get up to awful, awful things. But there's a disconnect there because it's not real. So why not go the extra mile and start poking fun at everything possible? Why not poke fun at Scientology? We all know that Scientology is kind of insane and can go a little bit too far. They poked fun at Muhammad. That's crazy. And yet they can do it because, you know what? It's two guys in their studio. It's not a real person who you're going to throw real death threats at one actor because they're the one who did it. It's a studio, and you can't exactly just go ahead and pinpoint, oh yes, I'm going to go find the address of Cartman. It's a cartoon character. It's not real. There's a clear disconnect there. I don't really know what else to kind of say. I guess, no, I do. There's also the escapism of it. How you can escape this world where it's just full of awful people and awful things, and you're not going to go ahead and just change their mind. It's not that easy. This isn't a cartoon. This is the real world, where really awful things can happen, and there's just nothing you can do about it. So it's kind of fun to go ahead and escape into a completely different world filled with different things, and how creators can take control of this character and put it into this world where they can change people's minds. They can do other things with these people. They can take them and sit them down and say, look at this damage you've caused. And they'll do it because that's what the audience wants. But you know what? Sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes they kill off your favorite character. And that's also okay, because that's also part of the escape. You might cry over this character because, sure, they were animated, they weren't real, but you know what? They were real to you. And also an awesome, awesome escape. That's also why I love animation and cartoons. Also just shows in general, but really mostly cartoons, because I look at that and think, yes, thank you. For instance, a character that I did not expect to change and then suddenly did and blew my mind comes from the Owl House. We have Luz, who's the main character of this show, and Amity, who in the first few episodes is painted as this bully. And that's it. That's what all she's going to be. Until you find out, actually, her and this other character used to be friends. And you're like, are they going to explore that? And they do. And it's heartbreaking. And you learn that actually they're not this horrible bully who just gets off on putting other people down. They're this person who's controlled by their parents. So Luz, being our main character, does change her mind and changes her outlook. And you're like, oh, that's awesome. Now they're going to be friends. And then you find out that Amity has a crush on Luz. And then you find out that Luz has a crush on Amity. And through this beautiful sequence, during the Boiling Isles version of prom, where that's where they live, is the demon realm, it's the whole thing. And in this beautifully animated sequence with the moon and everything, all the lighting, and oh my gosh, seriously, just go ahead and watch it. It's so amazing. But you see, oh, these two are going to get together. And you know what they do? That's the beauty of animation. And that's the beauty of storytelling in kids' media and cartoons. You can do all these things and show it so beautifully visually. And it's all because this isn't real. And also that this person changed in such a beautiful, beautiful way. this person was changed because the creator needed them to. And look at what it brought. A lesbian couple on this Disney Channel. And a beautiful lesbian couple. And you know what as well? Those two characters, they didn't actually, like, fully change who they were and then, oh, now I'm gay. No, they're the same character. And now they're together and they're growing off of that. They're growing to still be better people. That's awesome. As well, cartoon characters can feel real if the right person works on it. Family Guy and The Simpsons, while they are a great escape and they're fun entertainment, those characters don't really change. They're serialized as well as flanderized. And yeah, that's fun and all. But you know what's great is when a character shows growth in a cartoon. That feels real. That feels amazing. Characters who grow are awesome. And cartoons can really exemplify that because they're drawn. And when you can draw things visually. Visual storytelling is incredible. There's entire sequences of shows that are just completely silent. BoJack Horseman has an episode that is, for the most part, completely silent and tells a story that made me cry. Even though, like, for me, crying isn't exactly, like, a rare thing. For a show to make me cry that hard over just how beautiful and heartbreaking that story was, that's pretty dang impressive. As well, Steven Universe made me cry through the fact that it used mental health as a storytelling tool, that in lots of different cartoons, characters can go through crazy, crazy events and come of it with, like, they should have trauma, but they don't because, well, it's not really serving the story. Steven Universe, on the other hand, and spoilers for Steven Universe, Steven has gone through horrifying and crazy, crazy events that you're like, man, this kid's so young. There's no way he's going to be okay. And you know what? He isn't. He never dealt with that. He never went to a doctor and to say, oh yeah, I once saw my parent figures get completely shattered and basically what I thought died. Sure, they were okay, but also they've done that a couple of times. And one time I thought they were never going to get them back. I once had basically, like, what I thought was my life force completely pulled out of me. Well, because this big bad thought it was going to be my mom, and it didn't. It was me. And that's horrifying to watch, and then also to this character. And they use that. That's awesome. There's just one more thing I want to touch on. Whenever I talk about children's media and cartoons in this form, sometimes people tune me out because they look at it and think, why are you talking about cartoons? That's silly. That's child stuff. And sure, there's shows like Final Space, BoJack Horseman, and all that, which are also animated and they're also cartoons. But sometimes when I talk about shows like that in length and how absolutely amazing and incredible they are, I get shut down. There was a time where I finally opened up about Scooby-Doo. I've always been into Scooby-Doo, but I've opened up a lot. And I was shut down, and it really hurt, honestly. And it made me stop talking about it. And in that month, which was October, and because Scooby-Doo is kind of like a horror show, I was going to watch like a whole bunch of Scooby-Doo content over the month, and I just didn't because I was so absolutely destroyed by it. And that's gonna happen to a lot of people. A lot of people like cartoons, and a lot of people end up being super secretive about it because it's touted as child stuff. And you're an adult. Go start thinking about jobs and other stuff, and watch real shows, not this stupid kid stuff. And you know what? I think that's wrong. I think that's not great. I think that we as a society should be more open-minded over all our likes and dislikes. Sure, one of my likes and the one I talked about all now is cartoons. But you know what? Someone else's could be rocks, could be the earth, could be history. Sure, history's kind of boring, and sure, rocks aren't super interesting, at least to me, but you know what? They're interesting to that person. So hear them out, because you know what? You could learn something. There could be some really interesting thing that you think, wow, sure, I'm not going to go read up a bunch of rocks, but you know what? I'm glad I know that piece of information. And now I know this person a little better, and you know what? They could be going through the same thing that I went through in the month of October, where I was shut down for talking about Scooby-Doo. And I will admit, in my part of it, I really did go overboard and I was talking about it all the time. But I still don't think that the way that they went about of just shutting me down was the right thing to do. I really think that if someone is going on about their likes, because you know what, it could be the first time they're ever talking about it, I don't think that shutting them down is right. I think what you should do is you should say, hey, you're going a little bit overboard and I understand that you like it, but you know, don't talk about it all the time. And maybe the person will think, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, I was completely blinded by this, and you're right. Got to go back on a point. Hear people out as well. Because you really need to, you know, help them out. Maybe they just don't get to talk about this a lot. And they really just want to talk about it. They want someone to listen. Be that person. Be that person who listens. Or be that person who talks about it. Be you. Be open about what you like. Be open about how much this means to you. Deep down, I really do believe that we all are good people. No one's truly evil and no one's truly good. We are all shades of gray. That doesn't mean that you have to trounce yourself as evil. We're all shades of gray, but you know what? You can at least be light gray. You don't have to be dark all the time. And I don't think that people truly are dark all the time. I think that experiences change who we are. I think that a lot of experiences can hurt us. I also think that if you are hurting deep down inside and you're taking out other people, what you really should do is go and talk to a therapist, talk to someone. There's entire people's jobs who are to listen. Just because you really want to talk about your likes and dislikes and that people put you down doesn't mean that that thing translates to keeping silent on what's hurting you. What experience has made you just have a bunch of hatred in the world, to the world, to other people. Talk to a therapist. Talk to someone. Open up. I have said, and I will continue to say, that I think society should be open-minded. I think that we should just also be open about everything. There's a lot of things that I'm thinking about that, you know, can really, really be difficult and be really, really hard to talk about. But that doesn't mean that I'm not eventually going to open up about it. There are things that I will never say on this podcast, but that doesn't mean that I should be silent about it, you know? If you're going to take anything away from this episode, it's that not only that I really like cartoons, it's that you should be open-minded, and you should be open about what's hurting you, and what you like, and what you dislike, and don't bottle things up inside. Be open. To wrap this episode up, I want to give one last thing that I think is really amazing, and I want to bring it back to the Owl House. I really highly recommend the Owl House. That's my recommendation for today's episode. The Owl House, as I talked about, has a really, really great couple in the forefront, but as well has really, really great characters. The main cast is really compelling characters with likes and dislikes that you can really, really see and feel, but also there are so many background and side characters that I also think about. For instance, there's this one character who's just kind of a nose and a face and tiny arms and legs that shows up everywhere and is just great. That could have been a different character who just was like no name, whatever. But you know what? It's a character who shows up and really helps this world feel full of different personalities. The background characters and the side characters and the main cast all help together to create this incredible world. And this is a Disney show. The reason I'm also bringing it up is because it currently only has one season left because it was canceled. And even though that's a final decision and Disney's not going to go back on it, what you can do is watch it on Disney Plus and show Disney that you want more of this show in any different form. We could get book deals, we could get comic deals if we together as a fan base go out and tell Disney with our viewers and our words that we want more of the Owl House. Dana Terrence is an incredible creator. She created this show, And I personally think that we should be talking about this more. And we should show our appreciation for what she has created. It's incredible. There's lots of different writers and stuff as well. And the voice actors are all amazing. And yeah, I think we can band together and tell Disney that we want more of this show. So please, go ahead and watch it. That's my recommendation. And if you want to hear more of us or tell me your likes and dislikes, tell us your likes and dislikes, or just listen to more of us, then I really highly implore you to go and shout us out on Twitter and Instagram. We are at One of Many Hosts. That's at One of Many Hosts on Twitter and Instagram. I've seen that we have a huge increase in followers, and that's awesome. I'm so glad that you're all here. You're all just great individuals. Thank you for following us. Thank you for making just everything feel better for me. And also, I want to say that you're all so amazing. And I'm so glad. And I'm seeing more reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's awesome. Thank you, everyone. I know that I'm plugging the socials, but also I want to just say how grateful, at least I am, that we have people out there. Honestly, I was feeling, like, kind of disheartened about, like, this podcast. Yes, I really, really enjoy doing it, and of course I was going to continue doing it, but it just, I wanted to reach more people, and now we are. That's amazing. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please, stay safe and just continue being you. Thanks for listening, and I hope that maybe I helped do something for you. And so, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're all amazing. Okay, now I'm signing off. Bye.